Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Susie Rong, Joy Drive's film, TV and theatre reviewer.
Susie Rong, how are you?
I'm good. Did I pick the right show for your return, Warren?
You know what? You absolutely did. And I think you picked it for the right show for M as well.
I thought so. I thought, you know, for these big softies, I could get this one on the show.
And we're talking about a show that is currently streaming on Binge, and it's called We're Here.
Shangela, Eureka O'Hara, and Bob the Drag Queen are some of the most memorable personalities to emerge from the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise. They are now the stars of the most emotionally charged reality TV series called We're Here, now streaming in Australia on Binge. In each episode, the three queens travel to a small conservative town somewhere in the US to stage a one-off drag show with three local civilians, some of whom are queer and some of whom are allies. We're Here is a lot like a makeover show, but instead of focusing only on individuals, it's real concern is about community. It tackles homophobia and transphobia head on, dealing not only with the characters preparing to get on stage, but also the people of their towns. Many who attend the show are seeing drag for the very first time. There are many stories of ostracism and cruelty in We're Here, but the feel-good series always finds a way to present a sense of resolution for the viewer. Even when things don't miraculously turn peachy keen at the end sometimes, we are always provided a wonderful ray of hope. And it's not a case of whether you cry watching it, but a case of how many tears you lose sobbing through it. The series is very well produced with a sense of gravity that sets it apart from many other reality shows. It takes its mission very seriously. There are pearls of wisdom falling all over the shop and multiple moments of inspiration that occur in each and every episode. I think We're Here gives its viewers an opportunity to heal. It shows us the power of our huge international LGBTQIA+ community, reminding that we're never alone, and even when you least expect it, people are capable of great compassion and love. Em and Warren, is it one of the most extraordinary things we've ever seen?
Oh. Susie, I loved this so much. I can't emphasize how much I loved it. I cried so much on trams, in my house, like wherever I was watching it, I was crying. You know what? I even remember last week I was walking to trivia after the show one day, and I thought, oh, I'll just like quickly squeeze in a bit more of it because it's so good. And I was walking down the street towards this trivia crying because it just gets me. It just got me all the time. I really do think it's such a beautiful celebration of the LGBTQIA+ community and of just being you. And it was so, so magical. And, you know, the idea of the show is that they, you know, work up to this performance, and a number of people from the town, as you said, do this performance, and literally just the elation on the faces of those performing had me crying. Like literally just the elation. No conversation, just watching
exactly.
That. It was pure magic. So good.
I completely agree with you, Em. I was crying through it as well. It was, Susie, it's one of the best that I think you've picked for us. It's outstanding, and I love the way it portrays our, you know, the integration of the LGBTIQ+ community into, I guess, a conservative culture, isn't it?
Very much Bible belts.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for everyone to see. I think, you know, there's also a really serious side to it. It portrays the damage that religion can do to a family, and I found that really, really sad. And also, you know, what it can do to not only the kids but also to the parents and how they behave and how they behave towards our community. Honestly, I thought, you know, it captures that raw human emotion and the impact that, in this case, religion had on the people in that family. I loved it, Susie. I thought it was so good.
It's an incredible formula that they've hit upon with the show. Like, the queens are so loud and so light, but some of the stories are the darkest you can ever imagine. Like, yeah. I was only rewatching the first couple of episodes last night, and, you know, right from the start, there's stories about how, you know, they're preparing this mother to get on stage, and she's doing this whole thing to get in drag in front of the whole town to show her apology to her daughter who came out some time ago and was completely shut out from the family. But over time, the mother has, you know, understood the mistakes that she's made and is trying to win the daughter back by getting on stage. And it's just so painful. The stories are so painful. But because the queens are, you know, so incredibly light, it's such a good balance. And it just makes you keep wanting to watch all of it.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you mentioned this in the intro as well, but it does definitely have kind of like a Queer Eye feel to it, because even, you know, they have the tiles between what's coming up, and that's very much the new Queer Eye sort of formula with the title tiles. And I thought from the beginning, I was like, oh, you know, I know this formula, but what this show does somehow even better, well, much better actually than Queer Eye, is really connecting with the participants. And not even with, you know, different elements, you know, how there's hair and style and culture in Queer Eye. This somehow you've just got these three beautiful queens that absolutely find this way to connect with every participant. And I just found it, yeah, incredible.
And I also loved, Em, you know, the intergenerational, you know, you see the trauma across generations as well, across the mothers, across the parents, across the kids. And it also, in particular, like it really deals with masculinity, doesn't it? If you look at the bikey father, how powerful and toxic masculinity can be. And you could see how he was really struggling with trying to support his son for wanting to do drag, but also at the same time dealing with having been referred to as being pretty and good looking.
That was really interesting. I had never seen like a big bikey guy like that talk about having issues because he used to be called pretty, and he was really honest about it, and that was so refreshing.
And he had, you know, he had to hide from it. You could see the real struggle, and he, you know, and I thought, wow, it's not only his son that wants to embrace himself, but it's also the father is struggling to embrace himself as well.
I think
it's beautiful. I think it goes so deep. And it's such a cathartic watch, don't you think? You know, I feel like I've gone past all this stuff, but what it manages to bring out from inside me, deep, deep inside me, is like incredible. Like I said, I was sobbing. I sobbed through it every week.
Yeah, absolutely. There wasn't an episode that I didn't cry. That is for sure. I think that the way in which the season kind of ends, which is, you know, like most things in the world in the past, COVID affected their filming and they couldn't do the final stop on their sort of tour in the last town that they were going to go to. And so it ended up just being, Eureka, Bob and Shangela sort of sitting down and telling their stories. And I thought that that was such a beautiful way to really round out the season, because you realize from that episode, all of the things and conversations that they were having throughout the season came from this really personal, obviously really personal and kind of lived experience place. So it really just made all of the conversations that you just watched happen even more powerful.
It really shows you how much substance the three of them bring to the show.
Absolutely.
Like from RuPaul's Drag Race, I guess, you know, the whole point of it is light and entertainment and fun. But the casting for these three, choosing these three who have gone through so much, and they are, you know, they're very sort of, they have such a deep understanding about human behavior, human nature, and they have such a deep understanding about the trauma they've individually experienced, that it seems like they're able to sort of move that skill from just any old person that they connect with in those different shows. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to say too, we're talking about a show called We're Here, which is currently streaming on Binge. It's a HBO show, isn't it, Susie?
It's an HBO show, yeah.
It is absolutely fantastic. All three of us have loved it. One thing that I do want to say is, you know, I've got to be honest, I've struggled with drag in the past because I don't like some of the, you know, the bitchy critical humor that can be associated with some. And I found in this one that it really showed the power of change that drag has and the potential, you know, to make that change and to connect with people and empower them. And I thought to myself, this is real drag. This is real drag with empathy. And it's changed, I think, my attitude to drag as a result.
That's interesting because, you know, when we see drag performances, it's a 3-minute lip sync thing on, you know, in a dingy nightclub. But what this does is to show sort of that journey of how they get to that point to be able to get on the stage and in public and be completely contrary to what their families and what the society wishes them to be. So I just think that it's so, incredibly insightful, and, you know, not just for people who are interested in drag, not just for people who are queer, but also just for anyone trying to understand, you know, the deeper parts of our being.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
It's called We're Here. It is on Binge at the moment. Susie, I'm excited about what our homework's going to be for next week. Now next that the week. Standard is up here.
Right. Get ready.
Susie is laughing already, and that has me. All right. Okay.
It's going to be nervous, Susie.
We'll be talking about the winner for Best Picture at the Oscars, which means we won't know which title it's going to be until Monday. There are 10 nominations for that category, and yes, I've seen them all. Em and Warren, I guess you can leave homework till Monday night or race like hell to see as many as possible over the next 7 days.
Hey, fun.
Monday night. It is. Thanks, Susie. We'll catch you when.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.